Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. Journey of purpose. I like that. Living my journey of purpose. I never dreamed that I would get here to my journey of purpose and then be enjoying it. Oh, my God, I magnify God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that not only am I living my journey of purpose, but I am enjoying it. And that, my God, is a real blessing, to be able to enjoy what the Lord has given you to do. That is not a difficult task, but it's enjoyable and it's purposed, and I like that. I am living my journey of purpose. Thank you, Lord. And my purpose is that I am a motivational encourager. And I love to encourage others because I know where God has brought me from. He brought me from low self-esteem. Thank you, God. Low self-esteem. Not liking, feeling good about who I was. But oh, praise God. The song we sing it, look where he brought me from. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for where you brought me from. I'm living this moment, hallelujah, only because of you. And I want to thank you and praise you too. I want to thank him and praise him for this moment, just to think about as I look back over my life and I think things over. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, I do. I praise God and I magnify him for what he's already done. And I thank him because he's given me such a beautiful gift. Now, it doesn't matter whatever your gift is, you have to appreciate it because God gave it to you. He opens it up like a beautiful flower. He opens it up, and he allows you to and it is such a beautiful thing to realize what God has given you and then appreciate it. You appreciate what has been given to you. You don't just do like the man that had the one talent and bury it. But you do like the man that had the five. And God will bless you with five more. He'll double it. He'll double it. So I am enjoying my journey. And I love it because God told me who I am. I am a customer service agent for him. And what I do is service the souls through encouragement. Yes, encouragement of the word, through God's word. And I love it. I love my job. I love my journey. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am a practicing believer. I practice living the word of God. If I've done wrong, I'm the first to ask God to forgive me. But at the same time, I can't lay and wallow. I have to get up and I have to move forward because I'm running a weightless race by giving God my cares. I'm running a weightless race. Yes, I am. I'm in the race. I'm in the race. And I magnify God for it on today. So, I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. If you fill up on Jesus, you won't have to be looking back over your shoulders about those bad habits because you're busy. You're busy practicing the way that God says that we should live, the way that we should do. So, who are you today? Race are you running? What services are you rendering unto God? Are they unto God? Are they unto man? Are you practicing this life, this word? Are you practicing what you preach? Are you practicing what the word of God says? Yes, we are in a real race, a real war, and we need to be dressed in our war clothes, and we need to be running this race. Every day, we ought to be striving. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Striving. Thank you, God, because we don't know the hour or the time that God has said this will be our last run. We don't know. So we want to give it our best. We want to give it our best. So I thank you for being here with me on today. And we are going to talk about running a weightless race by giving God, by giving our cares to Jesus. Think about that. We're running. We're in this race. We're in this race. But it's a weightless race. We're not carrying weights, but we're in a weightless race. Why? Because we've given our cares to Jesus. So, that tastes good, don't it? That's some good soul food. Yes, and that's what we're about. We're about serving up some soul food. Woo! I like that. Serving up some soul food. Thank you, Lord. So, come on and go with me, and let's have a word of prayer and talk to God about these cares as we run this race, because we want it to be weightless. So let's talk to him and ask for his help, his mercy, his grace, that we run our race weightless. He's the only one. He's the only one that know how to help us to run this weightless race. Are you ready? Are your minds in? Clear your mind. Clear your mind. Bring it on in. Bring your minds on in to the word. Prepare for prayer. Prepare. Prepare to talk to the Lord about whatever your situation is, whatever that care is that has overwhelmed you, that has made it a weight, that you're weighted down, that you can't seem to move. Well, you got to get up and you got to shake it off as we talk to the Lord on today, on this afternoon. Most gracious Father, we come today thanking you, first of all, Lord, for being so good to us, for being merciful, God, so kind, God, so great and worthy of every one of our praises. And, Lord, if we praised you day and night, it yet would not be enough, God, for all that you've done for us. Way back on Calvary, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You hung, you bled, and you died, God, in the name of Jesus. Ayyadabosa, you did it for us, Jesus, and we thank you for it right now, God. Nobody, nobody has made such a sacrifice, God. Nobody has made such a sacrifice as you have made for us, God. No greater love, no greater love, no greater love. And we thank you for it right now, God. We give you all of the glory. And, Father, we give you all of the praise. What a mighty God. And we truly can say a mighty God that we serve. And we thank you for it, Father. Forgive us, Lord, if we have displeased you in any way, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, and we magnify you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, return backsliders. Return to the Lord. Return. Return backslider. Return today to the Lord. Return in the name of Jesus. Give God your care. Give it to him. Give him your care, backslider. Get back in the race. Get back in the race, backslider. Get back in the race and allow God to take away the weights. The weights. You can't run it with weights. Allow God. Give it to him. Give God the weight, backslider. In the name of Jesus, you that don't know God, in the pardoning of your sins, you don't know, you don't realize, and you're walking around with all of these cares. But God, he cares. That's why he sent Jesus to die, to put us back together again, so that we could have moments like these where we can call him up and tell him just what we want. We don't have to tell God a henny penny. We can tell him like it is. We can give him our cares, and he will take them, and he will give us rest. We can exchange our cares for rest. While God work, we can rest, resting in him. Enter into his rest and rest there. As God work out the cares for you, for me, whatever that care is, in the name of Jesus, give it to God. Give it to God. Give it over. Give it over to God and allow him to work it out. You done tried it. You done tried it, and you haven't got anywhere. You're spinning your wheels and going nowhere. So give it to Jesus. Cast that care. Give it to him in the name of Jesus. And leave it there. Leave it at the altar. and let God take care of it in the name of you. Whatever that care is, if it's sickness, disease, it doesn't matter, cancer, diabetes, none of these things are a match for our God in the name of Jesus. Over in Proverbs 4:20-22, he tells us that we can give it to him, and his word becomes medicine. His word is medicine for all of our flesh. He that findeth the word. So come on. Come on and find the word. Find the word. Catch a hold to it. Find the word, and it'll be medicine. It'll be medicine to all of your flesh in the name of Jesus. Medicine for all of your flesh in Jesus' name, and help, life, and help. Thank you for it right now, God. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you would visit the sick everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Medicine, Lord, visit them, God, in the hospital, God, in the nursing homes, oh God. Visit your people in their homes, oh God. Visit them today, God, and strengthen them right now, God. Strengthen the bereaved families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The Thomas family, God, visit them. The Stencil families, God, all of them, God. Would you visit the bereaved families everywhere? Because you know how, God, you know how to comfort a heart. We don't know how to do that, God, except you give it to us, Lord. But you know just how. You know what to say, Lord. You know when to say it, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God. We ask that you would continue to look on your people everywhere, the saints, God, and bless God. We know that you, God, that you are in control of all things, God. Look on your bishops, your elders, God, your pastors, Lord. My pastor, God, Elder Mitchell, God, in the name of Jesus, and the plight that's before us, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to the mountains. We speak to the mountains in the name of Jesus. We speak to your mountain, mountain of death, and we cast you in Jesus' name. Be thou removed and cast into the sea. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We ask that you would look on the missionaries, God, the mothers of the churches, oh God, your lay people, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on them today and bless them, God, wherever they may be. The trouble that has risen, God, would you go there and speak peace, God? Let your peace, you said, peace, be still. Be still, peace. In the name of Jesus, among your people, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. Now, Father, would you continue to bless everywhere, in our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood, God, in the schools, God, over our children, God, over our spouses, oh God, over ourselves, oh God. We plead your blood, God. In the name of Jesus, in our homes, oh God, we plead your mighty blood on today. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you. We thank you today, God, for while we're running this weightless race, because we've given you our cares on today in this prayer, God. And we thank you for it now, Lord. And Father, you said that if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you, God, would direct us. And we thank you now, Lord, right now. We thank you for direction in you. Because you said in Mark 11:24, whatsoever we desire, whatsoever we desire, that when we pray, believe while we're praying that we receive it and we shall have it. So But we thank you right now for it, for the manifestation that we are expecting. Oh, God, thank you, Lord Jesus, from magnifying your word, God. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray on today. Thank you, God. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God today for prayer. We thank him for the mind to pray. Thank God for the desire to pray, for prayer is always in order. He says in his word that we should pray and not faint. It's not fainting time, but it is praying time. Yes, it is. And I thank God for prayer. Now, if you have a prayer request or you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com and you can leave your prayer request there. Now, if you need a motivational encourager at your event, you can go to my email, mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and you can leave that request right there. Leave that message there, and I will be there for you. Now, if you have a testimony and how the Lord has blessed or is blessing you, and you want to share that testimony, you can call us at 347-850-8928, and you can share that testimony on today. And I thank God for the word share, because I remember when I received the Lord and they told me that I was going to have to witness to others. And I told God, that word is too big for me. Give me a word to fit me. And the Lord gave me share. And ever since that day, I have been sharing. I've been sharing with others, not only the word of God, but my time. Say, get your time in. Put your time in. Thank you, Lord, for payday is coming after a while. And I want my pay. Yes, I do, on that payday. So we magnify God on today. And while you're out on my website, check out my book. That the Lord has blessed me to write. Check out my daily devotional on Facebook. And then continue to check out the broadcast on Wednesdays at 2 o'clock Wednesdays, because we are live and in living color. Yes, we are. So today we are running a race, a weightless race. And how are we doing that? Only because we are giving our cares to Jesus. That's the only way that we are able to run this race, this weightless race, is by giving our cares to the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27, it says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all?" You've got to give it your all, your best shot. Whatever you do on Jesus' program, you've got to give it your all. Don't take talent, that gift that God has given you, and go and bury it. But you have got to give it your all. And as I said earlier, the man that had the five, God gave him five more because he worked it. He worked it. He gave it his all. But one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. You don't want to miss out. So it's no time for being straddle the fence, half doing it. It's not time for that. But we've got to do a job and do it well, that it pleases God. Because that's the ultimate. It's to please God with whatever we're doing. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. So whatever it is that you are doing, you're striving to master whatever it is that you're doing. And so you're going to be temperate in it, and then in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. That's what the world do. The world do it to be seen. They do it to be seen because they want whatever they do, you know, they want their name to be called or to be seen. But I want my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's where I want to be seen. My name to show up in that book. But we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I. Do you realize that not only are we in a race, but we are in a war, and we've got to fight this war that we're in by faith. We've got to dress daily for the fight, for the war. So we've got to run with all. We're dressed for the battle. We're dressed for the race. Every day. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, here I am telling you what thus saith the Lord, and then I'll be doing nothing. I myself should be a castaway. So, because we are in this race, all of us, until we have left here, until the Lord calls us home, we are all in this race. So we've got to give it our best shot. We've got to run our best. So we've got to run a weightless race. Because if you're running this race with your cares, then you're not giving it your all. You're not giving it your best because you're weighted down. You cannot give what you don't have. Give it what you don't have. So you've got to get it together and get in this race and run it well. Hebrews 12, 1 through 4 said, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin which clings so closely. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. In our struggle, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted the point of shedding of your blood. 1 Peter 5 and 6 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your cares upon him, for he careth for you. So be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, he's wrong like a roaring lion, walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. So we've got to run this race, this running a weightless race, by giving it to Jesus, our cares. Because he leads us and he's concerned about us. So give him those cares so that we can get about the Father's business. All right? Until the next time, This is Dr. Fabulous saying, have a fabulous day. Bye-bye now.